T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All the time. This is 1010 Wins. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Good afternoon. This is a 1010 Wins news flash for Friday, April 5th. I'm David Weiss, and here's what's happening. Sentencing day for Craig Carton. The former WFAN morning host was convicted late last year for his part in a ticket scam. Carton took millions from his victims, claiming he would get them VIP seats to concerts and sporting events, but instead used that money to pay off personal expenses and gambling debts. Former Congressman Anthony Weiner has a new title, Level 1 Sex Offender. A judge ordering Weiner today to enter into the Sex Offender Registry. He'll be on that list for at least 20 years and required to verify his address every year and visit a police station every 3 years to have a new photo taken. Level 1 offenders are those at low risk of re-offending. Joe Biden says he would not be surprised if more women came forward to raise concerns about his touchy-feely behavior, but he says he's also had hundreds of people reach out and tell him the exact opposite. Speaking after a speech in Washington, D.C. today, Biden said he's sorry he didn't understand more, but he's not sorry for any of his intentions. The man who falsely claimed to be long-missing child Timothy Pitson has now been charged with making false statements. 23-year-old Brian Reaney repeatedly told investigators he was the boy who went missing back in 2011 in Aurora, Illinois, at the age of 6. Prosecutors say they had immediate doubts after Reaney refused to be fingerprinted. The FBI says Reaney has done this sort of thing at least twice before. An attorney from Greenwich, Connecticut, the latest to plead guilty in connection with the college admissions cheating scandal. Gordon Kaplan, partner at Wilkie, Farr & Gallagher, is accused of paying $75,000 to have proctors correct the answers on his daughter's ACT test. In a statement, he says his daughter knew nothing about this. And today was Kathy Lee's last day. On Today on NBC, Kathy Lee Gifford got emotional as she said goodbye to the morning show that she has co-hosted in the 10 a.m. hour for the past 11 years. 1010 Winds AccuWeather, damp tonight with some drizzle and fog, but temperatures to rise through the morning. We'll have a mostly sunny and much warmer day tomorrow with a high of 66 in Midtown and the inland suburbs. Sun and cloud Sunday with a high of 65. For live and local news 24 hours around the clock, just say play 1010 Winds.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.